Let me just start off by saying God is so good all the time. His praises will endure forever and ever. Hallelujah. The highest praise to his name. God has shown up and shown out so much for me in these last few weeks, and as he always does. And I've seen him work in the lives of others around me. And I'm just so grateful. I had to start this podcast off by giving him some praise. Hey, loves. Thank you guys so much for tuning back into my podcast. We are on, what is this, episode 19? Woo! Okay. We've come a long way. It's been a little, I believe we're at a year. It's been about a year since I started this podcast. And I could say that God honestly just speaks to me each time for each podcast. He gives me a thought. I pray on it. I study. And he tells me, take it off. So today I want to speak to you all from the thought of expecting different. Expecting different. Now, some of you may be thinking like, okay, expecting different. Like, what do you mean by expect different? In what area, you know, dig a little deeper. Well, for one, when I say expect different, I mean in every aspect of your life. It's not just one in particular area. It's entirely expect different. Change your mindset to manifest and project whatever it is that you want out of life, whatever change you wish to come, whatever result you're looking to receive, whatever finances you're looking to come, whatever assessment you're looking to pass, whatever job you're looking to obtain, whatever home you're looking to gain, whatever weight loss journey you're on and the weight that you're looking to lose, whatever it may be, God has placed it on my spirit, on my heart to come to you today and tell you it's time for you to expect different. God wants us to live our lives in faith. He wants us to be hopeful of tomorrow. He wants us to be hopeful of our future. And we cannot do that if our mind is stuck on what did not go through the last time. The past is the past. Each day is a new day. God wants us to leave what's behind us behind. Because one thing that we know for certain, time does not rewind. We always say, I wish I can go back. I wish I could do this again. I wish I can get back to how I was before. Don't try to go back to it. Move forward and go above and beyond it. God wants us to think bigger. Look at the bigger picture. Broaden our perspective. He doesn't want us to be narrow-minded. He doesn't want us to be so fixated on the maybe or ifs. Let's work on taking ifs out of our vocabulary. As I was scrolling through the word, I really wanted God to place upon my spirit a scripture that could really give some encouragement that as we expect different, know that God will remain the same. He's the same God yesterday. He's the same God today. He's the same God in the years to come. He's the same. He does not change. So we're expecting different because we're changing our mindset to be more focused on him coming through for us and us trusting him and having unwavering faith, not for him to change. God is who he is. And if only we would change our mindset to realize that if he came through before, he can do it again. And he will do it again. But you have to first start by expecting different. So the verse that God placed upon my heart is Psalms 145, verses 13. We know I'll just focus on verse 13 for now. There's a few verses that I read as I went through the chapter some more that stood out to me. But for this one alone, I'm reading from the New Living Translation version. It states, For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. That means God's kingdom is here for eternities and generations. It's everlasting. You rule. Rule means govern. He's in charge. He controls throughout all generations. So the millennials, the ones coming after us, the ones that came before us and before us, all generations, not some. The word says all generations. The Lord, always, not sometimes, not when he feel like it, not when we tell him to, but God, the Lord, always keeps his promises. His promises are stated in his word. And as you grow closer to God, you learn about his promises. Okay, let me finish the verse. I'm getting excited. He is gracious in all he does. So that verse alone resonated in my spirit. And God is telling us, I'm the ruler of everything and everyone and all the generations, every kingdom. My kingdom is eternal, everlasting. It doesn't go away. It doesn't fade or vanish. It's here to stay. And I'm the ruler of all. But this is David. David's writing this this passage in Psalms. He's giving praise to God. And he says that the Lord always keeps his promises. So a great way that I like to paint this picture is, think about a time in your life when you weren't certain that God was going to come through for you. But did he come through for you? If you were waiting on employment, let's just say employment, and you were at your lowest, you didn't know where your next stream of income was going to come from to pay your bills. Did God grant you a job? Did God supply all of your needs and pay your bills and make sure your bills were paid? Did God provide employment for you? If your answer is yes to that question, that same God, that same Lord and Savior that did it for you back then, because remember, like I stated before in the podcast, in this episode, God is the same. He never changes. Never changes. So if he's that same God that blessed you when you prayed to him back then for that employment, what makes you think that this same God won't do it for you again? He will do it for you, but you have to fix your thoughts on him and on things that are of his kingdom and expect different, and different results will come. You can't expect different results if you're continuing doing the same thing. Well, whatever you're doing, that's the results that you will gain from what you're doing. But if you switch things up and you try a different route and you pray a different prayer and you have a different mindset of hope, then you'll have a different result. Because those finances, that the financial breakthrough, it's coming for you. That broken family that you want God to mend and put back together, it's coming for you. That sickness that you're battling and you're not you're getting hopeless and discouraged because of what the doctors are telling you, God is saying, I'm the doctor. I'm in that room operating. I'm in that room treating you. You will be healed. But it starts in our mind first. That weight loss journey you're on, and you're trying so hard to lose weight, and it wasn't this hard before when you were younger, but now that you're getting older, metabolism has slowed down and the results aren't coming as fast as they did before. Tell yourself, I will lose weight if I just be consistent, do my part, and pray to ask God to help me with what I can't do, and I will lose weight. Promotion. Oh, well, it's somebody else that I work with, and you know, they're a little bit more qualified, so they're probably going to end up getting the position because they've been here longer and they know more people, they're more experienced. No, God is not telling you to think like that. I'm not encouraging you to think like that. I am encouraging you to think and expect different. So what if they've been there longer? So what if they're qualified? So are you. You haven't been there that long, but you're qualified. You're trained. You have the skill set. You have, now all you need is the mindset. Once you have that mindset, it's yours. We have to claim and manifest what we want in order for it to come into fruition. And I say this is so true because in the word, it's stated that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. So that means whatever we speak, it holds volume. Whatever we say, it can manifest. So are you going to speak good things over your life? Are you going to speak doubt and fear and uncertainty over your life? God did not create in us a spirit of fear and timidity, but he created us a spirit, he created us with a sound mind. And that's in, I believe it's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Don't quote me if I'm incorrect. I will look it up and I will definitely make sure that I get you the right verse. But it's stated in his word. You know what, right now, I'm going to go ahead and look it up right now, because they say if you don't know it, you look it up, okay? And it is 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let me go ahead and verse 7. See, yep, I know this. Okay. New Living Translation version. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. And I believe I spoke on this in one of my podcasts before too. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power. We are powerful, you guys. Love. We are showered in his unconditional love. So don't worry about who don't give you love on this earth. Who cares? God's love is unconditional. It's not based off of conditions of when I feel like loving you and when I feel like cutting you off. No, God will never cut you off. And self-discipline. So that means that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So don't fear getting whatever it is that you want to get. Go after it. Try. You're powerful. So you have what you need. You're equipped. Go for it. You have love. So that means you have support and backup if things just don't fall through. And it's self-discipline. We have to learn to discipline ourselves and discipline our minds to look at the bigger picture, to expect bigger, to go for bigger, to want more and not settle. Sometimes we get in a complacent state because we feel like, okay, we've done a good job. We've arrived. We're here. You know, we're enjoying the fruits of our labor. But maybe God, who created you, has something even more bigger in store for you that will blow your mind. But if you're not expecting different, you're going to stay in the same position. You're going to keep that same mindset. You're going to stay on that same journey. You won't try anything new to expect anything new. You've become complacent, content with your life. And there's no room for elevation. Well, I'm here to tell you today, there's always room to elevate, okay? I'm always looking for ways that I can grow, ways that I can self-improve. It's never me versus anybody else. It's always me versus me. But it's not easy trying to transform your mind. It's not. But that's why you need God. You have to pray day in and day out and ask God to help you in those areas in which you are weak. So let's say, for example, you were in a relationship before and the person that you was with mistreated you. You know, they were disrespectful. They verbally abused you and they put you down. They just made you feel like you just weren't worthy. They, you know, created insecurities within you, and it's just hard for you to overcome. So now you're in a new relationship, right? And you meet this guy. He seems super duper nice. I'm talking to ladies here now. Sorry, fellas. I didn't make that clear. But and you meet this new guy. And it could be, it could be unisex. Because, fellas, I hear from some guys sometimes that, you know, they allowed their hearts to be cold because they've been hurt by too many women. So now they have, like, this F women mentality. So this can go for you too, fellas. But, okay, so let's say you guys meet somebody new, right? And they're just too good to be true. And you're like, oh, nah, there's something up with this person. This person's way too good to be true. And you keep trying to find any and every little thing, every little flaw in them to know that, okay, yeah, I knew something was up. I knew it was too good to be true. But how about you try expected something different this time. How about you look at it like, wow, this person is really nice. I like the way they treat me. You know, they're respectful. I like that they listen and, you know, they take into consideration what I'm into. They care about me. Let me see where this can go. Let me just keep my heart. Let me protect my heart, but let me keep my mind and my ears open. Let me go with the flow. Let me just kind of trust the flow, not the person, but just trust the flow. Let it be organic and natural. And let's say you do that, and that person ends up being your wife or your husband. What would you say to yourself if you would not have expected different? If you would have went with that same hurt, bitter mentality, insecurities, doubt, you would have been single probably. Because a person who is optimistic don't want to be around a person who's pessimistic. So if they're trying their hardest to win you over and show you that they really care about you, and you keep pushing yourself away because of the people that hurt you before, you're going to eventually push away the person that God could have placed in your life to show you what it's like to really be treated right. That's with any job, anything that you're looking to gain out of life. It honestly starts in the mind. That's why it says in Proverbs, Proverbs 13. It says in Proverbs to guard your heart, for everything flows from it. And when it refers to heart, it's saying your mind. Guard your mind, because everything that you do flows from the mind. That's why God blesses with the sound mind. So there's no excuse as to why our mind is not sound. Our mind should be sound, because that's how it was given to us. If it's changed, we've allowed it to change. We've allowed what we've been exposed to tap into our mental and change the way we think. Try very hard day in and day night, day in and night, to really pray that God keeps your mind sound and strong and guarded. Spend your time feeding things that are positive into your mind. And you, by doing that, look at the people that you're around. Are you around people that are always complaining and they're just not happy? Is that shifting your energy? Is that detrimental to your growth? Well, if it is, then you have to reevaluate some things, and you have to really pray and ask God, I pray that you place the right people in my life to keep me level-headed and inspired and encouraged on this journey of me really trying to strengthen my mind and expect different and wanting better results for myself. And God will remove whoever he sees in your life that is detrimental. I'm getting so excited. I'm over stumbling over my words. That is detrimental to your growth. Trust me, it's happened to me before. I always pray this prayer. Lord, if there's anybody around me, anybody in my circle, anybody just in my close space, close proximity, that's not for me, that doesn't have the best interest at heart for me, that isn't genuine, that you will remove and reveal. Always ask God to reveal too. Because sometimes God will remove and we'll be like, why God, why you remove this person? I was so close to them, or we was vibing so good. So you always ask him to reveal, and he will show you. And sometimes it could just simply be God is taking you somewhere that everybody just can't go. So when you start expecting different things start happening, those people that was around you before probably would not have been happy for you when God started to elevate you. Because when God does his blessings, he does them personally. Everybody can get blessed, and everybody can win when it comes to God, but God does it individually. He doesn't do it collectively. So when it's time for God to elevate you and bless you, everybody that's around you may not be okay with that. They may not understand it. It may cause tension. But if God removes them, there won't be no tension. It'll be a peaceful removal. It is what it is. And God will take you one way, and they will go their own way. Because everybody has their time of really, of God intervening in their life and really taking them where he wants them to go. But your heart and your mind has to want it. You know, at the times that happened in my life, I was praying to God for something different. I said, Lord, you know, I don't know what's next for me, but I'm a mother now. I can't keep making mistakes. I can't keep falling short on things. I need to really be about it, put up, or I need to just shut up. And I need you to really show me what you have in store for me. What's my purpose? What's my calling? Which direction do you want me to go in? Who do you want me to reach? Who do you want to have around me that's going to keep me rooted and grounded in your word so I can go where you're taking me? And I can honestly say that it was God. God took me and he made everything plain and clear. At first, I was kind of like, okay, Lord, what's going on? Because I didn't know that you was going to strip all of these other things from me. But sometimes when we're expecting different and God is preparing us for that different level that he has for us, sometimes he strips us of everything that man may have given us or anything that we may have felt that we gave ourselves. And he will strip us. He will break us down gracefully. He will break us down in a place where he wants to elevate us on his own. He wants us to be able to give a testimony and tell people it was because of God that I am where I am. That I've made it this far. And when we get to that place, God is pleased because he is now being glorified for how he has elevated us to a new level that some didn't see happening, that some may have doubted, but we trusted him and we let him go through the process of breaking us down and building us back up to the person that he has created us to be. And in that way, he receives all of the glory. And that's how our energy gravitates more people to us. Because they see the God in us. They see how God works. And now they see, oh, I know why she talked about God so much. Because he actually, you know, he came through for her. She was in a very dark place. She was broken down so bad. And to see her all happy and jovial now and got a new job and on her own, paying her own bills, taking care of her children, driving a nice, all of the above. But people will see. God will make it very public. When he elevates you and when he does wonderful things in your life, and he does it not for you to become boastful and arrogant, but for you to be humble and for you to let the world know that it was God. I am nothing without him. So don't be afraid as you're expecting different and trusting God to be broken down, to be stripped of things. There's a passage in Luke where it talks about a man who was, you know, asking Jesus, like, you know, what do I have to do to inherit the kingdom? I believe it's like Luke chapter 18. Read throughout that chapter. It's in there. And God is basically, and Jesus is basically telling him, well, you know my commandments and don't do, you know, this or this and that. And he said, I've kept all of your commandments. And he says, so what else do I have to do? And Jesus said, give up all your possessions and come follow me. And the man was very sad because the man was very wealthy. He was rich. He didn't want to give up his possessions to follow Christ. So we have to be willing to give up in order for God to put things new in our life. Quick story. And I'll wrap it up. I'm going a little longer than I usually do. But God is just so wonderful, you guys. He comes through time and time again. And he's really been, it's this song that I love right now by Corinne Hawthorne called Pray. And every time I play it, I just, tears come to my eyes because she talks about how prayer really changes things. And how when you don't know if you're going to make it, pray. If you don't know, when all else around you seems like it's failing, and you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, pray. When you know that you can't do it on your own, lean on God. He says it in his word that all things work together for the good. And she says, if he said it, then it must be so. So she's saying, pray. God responds when we pray, but never cease to pray. Because prayer certainly changes things. And at the top of this passage, no, not this one. It was another one that talked about, you know, if you pray, how God will answer your prayers. But Let me go ahead and say this. Let me go ahead and share my story before I close out and read this other passage. Or, you know, I'll say the other passages for next time because it's deep and we could dig deeper into it. So I'll save that one. But let me tell you guys a brief story. So I was talking to, my son goes to a private Christian school, and one of his good friends in his classroom, her mom and I, we built a little rapport, and we get along pretty well, and we're always conversing and talking to each other about, you know, the funny things that happen between our kids, and we have like a really good bond. So today we just started talking, and we were talking about the whole pandemic and, you know, like unemployment and, you know, how people are unemployed right now and just how people's finances are all out of whack. And she started sharing with me how her husband and herself have been unemployed due to the pandemic because they have a travel and tour business. So they have tour buses that they use for their business, and they have drivers, all these employees that provides transportation services, and how they haven't been able to get much funding from the government, you know, for their business to be able to pay their employees and everything. So she said that she's been reading some articles and she's been looking at the blog and following the industry. And she said there's a high possibility that they may not ever be able to go back into business even after this is over. And I told her, I said, you know what? I said, this is new for all of us. I said, but God has placed it on my spirit that we may not have been here before, but he has been here before. So God knows what he's doing and he's moving on our behalf. So the news and the blogs may say that you may not be, your business may not be, you know, a necessity, or may not be a business that'll be back into, will be back up and running after the pandemic. But God has the final say so. And I say this to share this with all of you. And it moved her and it encouraged her. And she's like, you know what? Yes, that is so true. She's like, and I'm trusting him. And she's like, but I'm grateful that he's given me this time to spend all this time with my family. She said, because we haven't been able to do this in a long time. And due to the pandemic, we've been able to spend endless amounts of time together. And she's so grateful for that. And she's been able to do things that she couldn't do before. But just by me saying that in general, I said, and then also look at it like this. You may feel like your business may not be back up and running, but isn't God still providing for you and your family right now? You still can pay tuition for your daughter to go to a private school. You still have your cars running. No cars have been repoed. You still have your house. You still have finances to do what you need to do. God is still providing for you, even right now. And she said, yes, that is so true. And I say this to say to all of you, stay encouraged. I'm seeing a lot of people losing hope. And then I'm also seeing a lot of people doing really well. And I love when I see people on their game and really doing well, because this is, can't think of the last time that we've ever had to be on timeout. Use this timeout to really pray, stay encouraged, and work on bettering yourself, because we're not going back to what we were before. We don't go backwards. Time doesn't even go back. We're moving forward. God has a new territory for us to chart. He has a new journey for us to embark upon. Stop trying to go back to what we had before. Start thinking about what's the new norm. Let me follow God into whatever this new path is. And remember, the president, the Congress, and the all these different levels of government and politicians and all these people in within the government, they can say whatever they want to say. But at the end of the day, God rules everything. Just like I said in this verse, in this Psalms 145 verses 13, he rules everything. God has the final say. God will restore, he will replenish, he will give us new blessings. Trust him, you guys. Stay encouraged, expect different. Really work on training your mind to think on those things that are good. If you got to check some people out your circle, well, check them out if they ain't on the same wave as you. If you got to stop hanging around certain coworkers or having certain conversations with people because their mind is not on expecting different, then you have to do that. You have to be selfish when it comes to time, when it's time for you to elevate. It's personal, but you have to do it. And the only way that you'll be successful at expecting different, if you really feed your mind with things that are positive, if you feed your mind on things that are true of the word of God, pray, pray, pray. I love you all. Blessings to all of you. I will see you all next time for our next episode. And let me go ahead and close out this podcast with the word of prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, We thank you. We thank you that we've been able to come to you, Father, rest in your care, and that you have been providing, keeping us throughout this entire pandemic, Father. Thank you that I've been able to speak on your behalf to your people. I pray someone was encouraged by this word today. I pray somebody leaves from hearing this podcast, motivated and determined to expect different, to expect the highway, to expect elevation, to expect positivity, to expect that you will stand on your promises and you will never fail. And to leave knowing that that same God that came through for them before, whatever it was in their life that you came through for them, Father, that they will understand that you are that same God that will do it again and again and again. But it all starts within. And I pray that you will open their minds to think more like you, to trust you more, and to just be hopeful in all situations and to give thanks in everything. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. Touch those that are hurting. Heal them, Father. Give them the peace that they need. Touch those that are dealing with any type of illnesses, that you will heal them, Father, that you will see them through. Bless our world and the times that we're living in. Bless those that are unemployed, that you will grant them employment and that their needs will be met. I pray for these businesses, that you allow them to be able to reopen soon and that they will be back and running and making money to take care of their families. Bless our entire world. Keep us safe and protected from the evil one, and help us to really censor what we allow our ears to hear and not to believe everything that we see on the media and everything that we see in government being discussed, but that we would just stand on your word and we would stand on your truth and know that you will see us through these trying times and that there's a new journey coming for us that's more beautiful than the one before and a new norm coming, and to help us to free our mind from trying to go backwards. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. Amen. Thank you, and take care, loves.